Now, in studio, your lending expert, family man, and servant leader, who's committed to honoring and empowering San Diego's servant leaders to rise up. Your host of Rise Up Radio, James Carmody.
Good afternoon, San Diego. This is Rise Up Radio. We are so happy that you are tuning in for our 117th episode of the show. We are so honored by all your support. My name is Jennifer Kriwak. I am the host of today's show, filling in for James Carmody. We're so happy that you're tuning in, and I am absolutely honored to introduce our first guest, Xander Chasen, who is the founder of Pure Hope Restored. Xander, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We're so happy that you're here. Happy Saturday to you.
Yeah, happy Saturday to you too.
Thank you. So, you know, you're the founder of Pure Hope Restored, which, you know, you launched a couple years ago. Really, what was the genesis to that launch? What was the story behind it?
Well, I came out from Pennsylvania back in 2006, moved out here, and about 2 years after that, I ended up in a school called the Horizon School of Evangelism, which is a one-year discipleship school, kind of like YWAM. And obviously, that's kind of where I got the foundation of my walk with the Lord. And it's kind of like, you know, during that time frame, I had an encounter with the Lord that was supernatural. And then obviously, a couple years later, I just had a passion to turn it into a nonprofit.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. So what was that supernatural encounter?
Well, we were out in Catalina Island, which is, they do these wilderness trips, and it was about 7 day journey. And basically, we had a 24-hour fast one of the last days. And then there was this moment in time that seemed to be frozen for about 3 to 5 minutes, where the crackling of the fire was all you heard, and everything kind of froze. And everybody was smiling like we were already in heaven. Mm. And it was I guess the Holy Spirit spoke through the leader of the trip, and he said, "Now this is koinonia." And I was like, "Whoa, what's that word?" And I started looking it up, and it's really a revolutionary concept of when the early church was all on one accord. There was no boundaries. There was no, basically, there wasn't Presbyterian or Baptist or any of this stuff. There was no divisions. It was just Jesus and his family.
Hmm. And so that was part of the catalyst to getting to Pure Hope Restored.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now, how did you pull those three words together?
Well, basically, we actually started off as a call. We were called Koinonia Adventures. Mm-hmm. And so, but every time I tried to explain it to people, I had to constantly go over and over again trying to explain what in the world it was. So started in 2014. Taking people for free or low-cost national parks. So since I had a wilderness experience, I wanted everybody else to have a wilderness experience. So actually, my very first trip was in 2010, but then in 2012, I did several. I was doing this all out of my own pocket. So I was really blessed in my sales job. Got a $40,000 raise at my sales job. I was making close to six figures, and I was a single guy back then. So I was doing this really out of my own pocket. And everybody was encouraging me to turn it into a nonprofit, taking people to national parks. And so that's kind of what happened. Fast forward, changed the name to Pure Hope Restored after losing my mom to a tragedy. So.
And so, Xander, this, you know, being in studio today isn't the first time that we've met. And we've had, you know, some divine meetings, actually, funny enough, at church ourselves. And so I know a little bit of that story, but can you share some of that with our audience today?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, basically, I have basically been permanently delivered from depression. I have experienced bouts of depression over the last several years. Different things have happened. And give you an idea, back in 2012, I met my future wife at the time, and we were just friends. and developed this relationship. And one of my roommates, one of my best friends, who also went through Horizon School Evangelism the year after me, he ended up being one of my roommates. And that was when I was really blessed in my sales job. So I gave him a free place to stay, and it was just incredible. However, he did pass away. I found him dead in my apartment November 26, 2012. So he died from a heart attack. They call it the Widowmaker. It's kind of where the cholesterol levels build up around the walls of your heart. I went to be with the Lord, but it was very hard. So I went through that in 2012, and my mom was unfortunately, she was killed in Florida. So it seems like I've had a lot of tragedies over the last several years to, kind of gear me in that direction of falling into, anxiety and depression and things of that nature. But good news is my faith and my relationship with the Lord has grown actually stronger through all these crazy fires that I've been through. And I've been persevering.
Good. I'm really happy to hear that you truly do have a powerful story. And really, not only what you've overcome, but how you've been able to share that with others and really rise from it and really, survive, but also thrive from it and not let those circumstances hold you down, but really make you stronger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for doing what you do. And so, it's interesting. So you were saying that you were taking people to National Park. So I'm from Northwestern Connecticut, grew up in the boonies and absolutely love being outside in nature. Definitely a girly girl. Yes, I love my heels, but I also love to be outside. And one of the biggest reasons I love to be outside is because I feel like it's my opportunities to really disconnect, to reconnect. And that's really to, reconnect with really what's, most important to you. Life is not guaranteed. Health is not guaranteed. And it's, not taking things for granted. And I feel like when you're out in these beautiful settings, obviously, especially national parks, you have these moments that you can really reset. And it's, reset from technology, leave it. And most of the time it's actually not working in national parks. So it also helps with that too. But what were people's experiences as you were bringing them to national parks? What was the purpose in actually going to those areas?
Well, that encounter I had back in 2008 was, it was about 10 years ago. So it was absolutely supernatural what I encountered. And I wanted to recreate still places, because in those still places, that's where you can have true breakthrough. And so basically, the first trip, it was interesting. I took like six people in a Ford Expedition to Joshua Tree National Park. And then 2012, it still wasn't a nonprofit or anything, but I was taking people again. I took them to San Jacinto Mountains, and I took a group of about close to 15, and we did the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. But the whole point was to be in still places, to have God reveal people's identity so that they could walk in the fullness of their identity in Christ. And in 2012, that was the trip where I had my future wife. Well, we were just friends, quote unquote, on that trip. But there was about 30 of us that time.
Wow.
And so it was 3 15 passenger vans. And then in 2013, we actually did another trip to Big Bear. And we had about 30 people on that trip. And one of the guys that we highlighted was actually a homeless guy when we had met him. And he ended up, because my wife actually lost her parents as a kid. She lost her mom at 10 and 12, respectively. And we met this guy, a homeless guy, who ended up coming up on one of our trips. And it's like God shined him up like a brand new penny. He ended up getting off the streets, got government housing and back pay and all this stuff. And he ended up walking my wife halfway down the aisle at our wedding.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, not only do you get to bring all these different people out to beautiful, natural settings, but that's only a really small part of it. You get to help them experience breakthroughs, but then also the bonds that you build as you're doing that is pretty incredible. And also, when you're experiencing those moments, obviously there's a lot of vulnerability and authenticity in those moments. And that usually is a huge catalyst for people diving deeper really quickly in relationships. So, but also it's so good to know that, you know, you're not alone. So is there a story from one of these trips that you could share that, you know, is another story in addition to that one that's also really impactful, that stands out?
Wow, there's so many stories. I'm going to share, I think I would like to share, I'll share the story from 2012. So we went to Joshua Tree National Park. Now, it's interesting that we're now called Pure Hope Restored, and we really are dialed in as far as our focus now, and it's a much bigger vision, actually. But real quick, went to Joshua Tree National Park, and there's this lady. She came on the trip, and she didn't know what to expect, and her story is really powerful because she completely gave her heart to Jesus and broke down in tears during this trip. And her name is Harvest, which I find is interesting because that's what the Lord is really interested in, is the big harvest that's coming in 2020. And we're preparing for that right now with Pure Hope Restored.
It's... Thank you, Xander. I could only imagine that each of these different expeditions and journeys really holds an endless book of stories for each of the different expeditions, and I think also each of the different people. We're gonna take a short break, and we will be right back, and we're gonna dig into how the vision for Pure Hope Restored is growing bigger and bigger each year. Stay tuned.
The answer.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Hi, James Carmody here, host of Rise Up Radio and a member of the San Diego Leadership Forum, with an invitation for you. Our annual summit for the San Diego Leadership Forum is coming up on Tuesday, June 5th at 7 a.m. at the Hanley Hotel, where we're celebrating another exciting year, encouraging, equipping, and engaging our passions. So join us June 5th at the Hanley Hotel. For more information, go to sandiegoleadershipforum.org. That's sandiegoleadershipforum.org, and I can't wait to see you there.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Hey folks, James Carmody, the host of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to this, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, San Diego.
Good afternoon, San Diego. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your guest host, Jennifer Kriwok, filling in for James Carmody. You are listening to the 117th episode of Rise Up Radio. We so appreciate your support and listening in. And we're truly grateful for all of our partners and incredibly grateful for all the servant leaders in San Diego and well beyond for all the work that they're doing and truly how they're rising up and making a positive impact. So a big thank you. We're going to welcome back our first guest, Xander Chasen, who is the founder of Pure Hope Restored. And when we had just transitioned to the commercial break, we were talking about how there's a much bigger vision for Pure Hope Restored and how the organization continues to grow. So, Xander, can we dig into that?
Absolutely. This is what I'm really excited about. I am so excited. I'm literally popping out of my skin. I'm so excited. It's interesting how just with a little faith, a faith as small as a mustard seed, you could start something and it's going to end up growing a lot bigger. So our vision, it doesn't say it on our website, but our vision, the vision for Pure Hope Restored is to see all people discover and receive God's unconditional love in the great outdoors. So we're kind of like a church without walls, and we love to partner with other churches, other nonprofits. And we really have a huge vision. I mean, we're basically spreading the gospel outside the four walls of a traditional church. We're doing things in the marketplace that are very innovative. And we're setting up in Hawaii and California. Now, Hawaii is just one big park. I just see Hawaii as one big park. So we're actually moving there at the end of this month. So we're on our way to Hawaii. We're going to set up in Maui. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's getting married, I'll also be doing weddings. But I will be in Hawaii. We're setting everything up, and we're going to be in California and Hawaii to start. But we do have a global vision. So good news is this is all fueled by $5 donations on a grand scale. So This is above and beyond your tithe to your church or the nonprofit that you're already supporting. We are currently going to have a base of stakeholders, which is only $5 a month. To fuel a lot of what we're doing. And it is a brilliant idea. I literally got this from prayer, so I know it's brilliant. And I'm excited because obviously everything is all being pulled together right now, and we're raising resources right now for a thing we call Inspiration Transportation. Mm.
So, Xander, quick question before we dig into transportation or in between. Into Inspiration Transportation. So if people want to get involved with the $5 donation, is that a recurring thing? Is that a one-time? Share a little bit more about that.
Well, most people, when they hear $5 a month, they normally just give $60 because it covers a whole year. But then we have their information, we have their email address, we have their phone number, and they get to be a part of what we call the God Stories community. It's where they can actually see the stories that are developing through their donation and efforts. So we're going to be supporting orphanages, veterans, and at-risk youth through some of our efforts with the transportation.
Wow. And now, right now, can we do that online? So say I wanted to, start participating today. Is that how you do it? Go right to your website?
Yep, absolutely. You can go to our website at www.purehoperestored.com.
Great. Well, I'll definitely be looking into that later. Okay, so let's transition into the Inspiration Transportation. What is that?
Well, this is really interesting. This is like a failed idea in the past. So in the past, I had a white stretch limousine. Basically, I got it for a pretty good price because I have a nonprofit. And one of the funny things was I'm thinking, I have a white stretch limousine. How cool is that? So I was like outside the Padre games, and my wife and I would have a sign that said free rides. And people were like, free ride in a limo? What's the catch? And I'd be like, no, we just want to tell you about our nonprofit. And it ended up becoming a very brilliant idea now. So what we're going to be doing now, obviously there's a lot of moving parts to this. So the good news is... our little slogan is going to be, we celebrate hope, one ride at a time. Mm-hmm. And it is a brilliant way to spread awareness and marketing for nonprofits. Now, what we're going to do is we hope to partner with other nonprofits and other churches So you guys are more than welcome to contact us, because we're raising resources right now for these white vehicles. They're all going to be white. So we're going to have a Tesla Model X, a white one in California. We'll have another Tesla Model X in Hawaii. But the vision is within 10 years, we should have 1,000 cars on a global scale, different countries, different cities. A lot of people love the idea. And so, like I said, unless you sign a non-disclosure agreement with me, I can't tell you much more. But it is pretty brilliant.
And I don't have one of those in front of you, just so the audience knows. So I guess I won't be digging into too much beyond that. But I mean, so absolutely incredible. So, I mean, you've chosen, or maybe God has chosen, two spectacular locations to launch this. So Hawaii, and specifically Maui in Hawaii, in which you had said is you see that as one big park, and I would have to agree with you, and also California. So where specifically in California?
Well, we have several national parks that we loved. We're currently looking at basically Yosemite, Joshua Tree, San Jacinto Mountains. There is also, think of it, Sequoia Tree National Park, several national parks in California. We're based in San Diego, though, for our base. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are going to know about us, the tourists. There's about 34 million tourists to San Diego every year, and about 2.5 million visitors in Maui every year. So we're going to basically promote ourselves, hopefully influencing the tourists to fuel helping the vets and helping the young people 18 to 35 go on these free or low-cost retreats to national parks. Mm. So it's
and now,
exciting.
Xander, you're a veteran yourself.
That's right. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division, U.S. Army.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you for your service. It's greatly appreciated. We know that here at Rise Up Radio, we are big supporters of our military and our veterans, so we thank you all. And also a big shout out to our first responders, everyone that puts on the uniform. We believe that we live the lives that we do by each of you. So thank you very much. So Xander, so you being a veteran, that's very important to you. And also that's important to Pure Hope Restore. Can you share a little bit more about that with us?
Absolutely. I've noticed since I have been delivered from depression, I mean permanently delivered, I've had bouts of depression, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show. When my mom was brutally killed in Florida, these people were high on crack, robbing a house in the countryside in Florida. And it looks like they're going to get life in prison, no chance of appeal, no parole. Now, the good news is I have forgiven those people. The Lord has empowered me to forgive those people and also get the brilliance to start this vision with Pure Hope Restored. And I really see some of those people that struggle with various things like anxiety and depression. My heart goes out to those people because I really was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, we said in the first clip of your segment is that you have this really incredible this story, and this story that you haven't let define you, that, you know, the circumstances and the challenges that come with it, but you've really embraced it to rise from it and to rise through it and to really be an example of not letting that be an identity, but really using that to strengthen you and also really helping to then invest in others and in the community, and specifically through Pure Hope Restored is investing within the communities within California and Hawaii and far beyond that. Because each person that your organization impacts, they're a catalyst to then go and help other people. So thank you for all your work that you're doing, and that you and your wife and your board and you guys will continue to do in the different communities that you guys are established in. So we're really excited for you. So I know that you were sharing in between the break that you have some events coming up in late July, but 2019 is going to be a busy year for you guys.
Exactly. We are basically laying the foundation for a lot of stuff going on in 2019. So the good news is the Holy Spirit gives us hindsight, insight, and foresight. And that's the three things that you need. Hindsight is to know what's going on in the past and what you've learned from. Insight is to see what's going on in the present. and foresight is being able to see what's going on in the future. So you're going to hear a lot about us in 2019. Obviously, now we're just raising resources for some vehicles and obviously laying the groundwork for fuel and future ministry.
So great. Well, Xander, thank you so much for your servant leadership. Thank you so much for the impact that you're having within people's lives and within our different communities. And thanks for really rising up and sharing your story with us. So share with our audience again how people can connect with your organization.
Just go to our website. It's real simple. www.purehoperestored.
That's fabulous. And that's .com?
.com.
Awesome. Well, you have been listening to Rise Up Radio, and our first guest is Xander Chasen, who is the founder of Pure Hope Restored. Xander, any parting words for our audience?
Well, one of the secrets to life is purity. And God told me in a prayer that purity is the key that unlocks every door in the kingdom of light.
Amen. Well, Xander, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you being a guest on Rise Up Radio. Follow us on sdriseup.com. We're going to take a short break and we're going to dig into stories of additional servant leaders.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey folks, James Carmody, the host of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's Little League coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories. James Carmody here, your host of Rise Up Radio and a member of the San Diego Leadership Forum with an invitation for you. Our annual summit is coming up on June 5th. San Diego Leadership Forum has been an integral part in helping leaders, CEOs, government, and civic leaders grow together, expand our legacies, and influence in San Diego for the greater good. On Tuesday, June 5th at 7 a.m. at the Hanley Hotel, we're celebrating another exciting year of encouragement, equipping, engaging our passions in executing change in San Diego for the greater good. Join Gary Ridge with WD-40, Supervisor Bill Horn, and the rest of the Leadership Forum partners on June 5th at the Hanley Hotel. Networking begins at 6:45, program begins at 7:10, and goes until 9 a.m. You're going to want to mark your calendars for June 5th. Get your ticket today at sandiegoleadershipforum.org. That's sandiegoleadershipforum.org, and I can't wait to see you there.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Happy Saturday, San Diego and Southern California. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your host, Jennifer Kriwalk, filling in for James Carmody. Thank you so much for tuning in to our 117th episode of Rise Up Radio. We truly appreciate all of your support, and we really appreciate all the servant leaders in Southern California, in America, that have really taken a stand to rise up and make a positive difference in their communities. We're truly honored to get to share these stories, and we hope that it inspires you. We're back for the second segment of our show, and we have two new guests in studio with us. So I'm going to jump right into it and make these introductions. Jean Odom Brown, who is the CEO and founder of Smartpreneur. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
And Thomas Hallin of HI, the Hub for Innovators and Entrepreneurs. And he's also the co-owner of ITM Mobile. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
So glad to have you both here.
Yes, ma'am.
So both of these are pretty incredible titles, and we know that there's a lot behind you guys getting here. Jean, let's first start with you. Just briefly, share a little bit about your story and the genesis to really got you to where you are right now.
Yeah, sure thing. So one of the biggest things for me is I wanted to mention that entrepreneurship itself has not been something that I grew up with. It was something I had to learn over time. I spent 10 years in the Marine Corps as my first big career. That was a great experience for me, and it actually started me off on this entrepreneur journey, and I'll give you a little background on that. Spent some time in Afghanistan, two back-to-back tours. While I was there, everyone has a boss that likes to demand a lot, and my boss demanded for me to create a system for him where he had accountability of personnel, people, equipment, money, and transition all in a one-sheet document on a front and back so he can fit in his breast pocket. And we needed to do that for 2,000 members in Afghanistan. I had to create that out of the blue. So I got to work. I took my Mac, the books that we had there. We had Lenovo back then. basically, we took Excel and Access, and I created a database that that actually managed the whole outcome of accountability for inbound and outbound personnel in Afghanistan. And I got an award for that, but I ended up finding out that I couldn't take that technology with me. The military actually said that that's intellectual property to them. So I didn't know anything about entrepreneurship at that time, but my CEO there, my commanding officer, basically let me know that you should really look at doing something in entrepreneurship. You created something great for us, and we appreciate that. So we're going to award you for it, but you should really think about doing something else. So it struck my mind. And just for someone finding that talent in me, I just did my job, basically. And for me, it was one of those things where when someone told me something that they saw in me, I wanted to take that very serious. So I got out the military, obviously, to pursue this objective of entrepreneurship. And I just like the military, I like to break things down. So I took the opportunity to go back to school, and I got my master's in innovation entrepreneurship from Full Sail University in Florida. And I took that specifically to hear how entrepreneurship was developed by other people. And I got my master's in that. But while I was doing that, I just kept questioning every single thing that was being taught to me. Things that I thought were told to me that I researched, or things that I thought was told to me that were supposed to be standards, I learned real quickly that there's no such thing as entrepreneurship education in college for me. Mm-hmm. It just didn't make sense. So I really took a time to take a step back and learn more about entrepreneurship by doing research on organizations and individuals. So the Elon Musk of the world, the Mark Zuckerberg of the world, the Jeff Bezos. And I just wanted to learn what systems did they use to build these large companies? And was it a management system? Was it a management process? What was it that helped them propel themselves to build these large organizations? And I found out that there's a sense of management. All of them use something called the SMART criteria. And the SMART criteria is a management platform that was built by some of our, I think it was Peter Drucker. I don't want to say that wrong. It's one of these key leaders who basically created the system, and a lot of the Fortune 500 CEOs used it to manage their organizations. And I said, you know what, if these billion-dollar organizations can use this process, why can't entrepreneurs understand how to manage their process and their journey? So what I did was I kind of organized how I was going to be an entrepreneur through this management process, a SMART criteria, which gave me an opportunity to create something out of it, something brand new. And I match made SMART criteria along with all these other, canvases such as the Lean Startup or the Design Thinking. And I basically took smart criteria and I mashed it up with those and I put them in a linear order and saw what was wrong with the platforms. A lot of them got you where you needed to go, but stopped. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? How all these entrepreneurs who are following behind all these methodologies, they get caught up in the self-help process. For me, it's more so about how can I help these guys take that self-help process, but then manage their time, their money, and the risk up that goes along with entrepreneurship. So that's how Smartpreneur got born. And it really came from a boss, once again, requiring from me something that was almost impossible. And that's where it was.
So you know what's so powerful about your story is that you really rose to that challenge. Yeah. And your service during the Marine Corps, but that specific challenge, which you actually delivered on,
yes,
was a catalyst to where you are now. Very so there's much. Such a power in sharing your stories, but also being aware of what's happening within our lives and the power that that can play and how that can influence our journeys. And not only the journeys within our lives, but then also who's within our lives, who's within our communities, and how you're really sharing that with people.
Yes, I am.
So Thomas, so share a little bit more about share your story and your journey on how you got to where you are now and being a founder and also co-owner.
Yeah, it's a kind of a little bit different story for me.
And that's okay.
That's okay, yeah. Well, you see, I was 9 years old and my sister dragged me to dance class.
So it all started with dance?
Yes, it did. So the thing is, you know, there was no guys who wanted to dance. And my sister, who's 4 years older, she said, I'm going to bring my brother. And it was so funny. I fell in love with the first dance partner I had. Maria was her name. So hello, Maria. But the funny thing is, we started competing in dance. And that opened up a whole new world. So I was traveling already when I was 10 years old. Almost every weekend, I was out somewhere doing competing or around Sweden to begin with, but then also internationally. And, you know, I was always very curious and creative and always been athletic. One thing led to another. I mean, actually, at 10 years old, I already knew that I wanted to live in the United States. I had forgotten about it, but 5 years later, somebody said, well, wait a second, didn't you say that you wanted to live in the U.S.? And I said, yeah, you're right. So after going through regular school, I finally followed my passion, and I went into dance. So I left school and went into the theater. That led me to the Ballet Academy, and I suddenly got a scholarship, finding myself being in New York at 21 years old.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, being 21 years old in the United States, you know, you go to school, you realize there's a whole different world. I come from a fishing village with 3,000 people. Being walking around in Manhattan, looking at all the skylines, it's like, wow, where am I?
It's a lot different.
Totally different. And you have people from all walks of life, literally, and all these different cultures. And one thing led to another, you know, as life sometimes happens, you know. Reagan passed a law. As an artist, you couldn't work anymore in the country here. So I decided to follow another pursuit, being in ballet in Sweden, you have to learn anatomy. So I went in on the fitness craze. So I ran health clubs. One of my clients, they had a travel company. So I followed that passion and I worked in travel. And then I suddenly found myself being in the hotel business and working for Marriott International for over 16 years. I had so much interaction with different type of businesses. And I've always been into passionate about process improvement. So basically what I was looking at, how can we improve? So in every company that I've gone into, I've always looked at how can we make changes? And that's really been the catalyst for being an intrapreneur. And then once I retired, becoming an entrepreneur. So I retired from Marriott and I still was on the speaking circuit within the meetings industry. And that's when I met some people who were very, very smart on the tech side from Sweden. And we started ITM Mobile. So here we are.
So you know what's so incredible about hearing both of your stories is the diversity and the different experiences that we have in our lives and really how that can be catalysts and embracing those different experiences to get, you know, us to where we are now. But a big and key part of that is being aware.
Very
is
much.
Being aware and harnessing that within us, but then also knowing that there's something greater beyond now, beyond us, and really wanting to not only integrate that within our own goals, but then also the impact that we can have for others around us and far beyond that.
Very much.
So it's really interesting. Something that had gotten brought up and was process improvements.
Yeah.
And exactly now I know how that connected you both.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're gonna open up this next segment with process improvements and really what that means. Stay tuned.
AM 1170. The Answer. San Diego.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Hi, James Carmody here, host of Rise Up Radio and a member of the San Diego Leadership Forum with an invitation for you. Our annual summit for the San Diego Leadership Forum is coming up on Tuesday, June 5th at 7 a.m. at the Hanley Hotel, where we're celebrating another exciting year, encouraging, equipping, and engaging our passions. So join us June 5th at the Hanley Hotel. For more information, go to sandiegoleadershipforum.org. That's sandiegoleadershipforum.org, and I can't wait to see you there.
Whether you explore your national forests and grasslands by car, motorcycle, four-wheel drive, or by an all-terrain vehicle, please remember that all-terrain travel doesn't mean all-terrain. Forest Service land managers have recently created detailed maps to show off-highway vehicle enthusiasts and others where they may legally operate motor vehicles. Remember to travel only on routes designated as open to motor vehicles, as shown on motor vehicle use maps available at Forest Service offices or by visiting respectedaccess.org. Click on the Motor Vehicle Maps link located on the homepage. Follow these motor vehicle use maps to help keep national forests and grasslands in a healthy condition and to maintain public access to these beautiful backcountry landscapes. This message is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Tread Lightly, the USDA Forest Service, and this station, who remind you that respected access is open access.
Hey folks, James Carmody, the host of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to this, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Good afternoon, San Diego and Southern California. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. Connect with us at sdriseup.com and on social media, specifically Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Don't miss a beat on what's happening, on the guests that we have on the show, and the incredible work that they're doing and how they're truly making a difference. Thanks so much for tuning in to episode 117 of Rise Up Radio. I'm excited to bring back our second guest for our second segment, Jean Odom Brown, who is the CEO and founder of Smartpreneur. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And sitting next to you is Thomas Helen, who's the founder of HI, the Hub for Innovators and Entrepreneurs, and who's also the co-founder or co-owner of ITM Mobile. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So when we finished up our first segment, we were just transitioning out, and a common point that had got brought up was process improvements.
Yeah.
We know how important that is, and I know how important it is to each of you. So let's dig into that a little bit more. And can you share with us really how you guys got connected?
Yeah, so I'll start because Thomas, this is really funny, so it connects the dots a lot. On my entrepreneur journey, I was actually consulting someone to build a business. I think you remember it was Rock the Base that I told you about. Back then, and it was helping someone build that business. I found myself passionate about getting engaged and getting involved because of being a veteran. And we found ourselves at in the high desert at Fort Irwin, California. They're based there. We were pitching the commanding officer there, who was going to take us on and take the opportunity to look at something different, to do events there at their base. And during that time period, a mutual individual connected us. Her name is Renita, by the way. Shout out. She actually connected us. She saw the dots. She saw that they were already having a meeting with Thomas in one room about technology solutions that could help them as a base that's all the way up there in the high desert to connect to their community. And he was there to do that. We were there to provide an environmental aspect to their community, fun, morale, recreation. And so she connected the dots and said, you need to meet this guy. And basically, that's what happened. Thomas can probably tell the other side of that.
No, it's true. I mean, it had happened over lunch. I happened to have a meeting with Renita, and they were running late because they got so excited about what Damon and Jean was talking about. And she said, you need to speak to them. You can work together. And it's so funny. That's a year and a half ago, and so much has happened since then because, yes, we have different backgrounds. However, it seems like a lot of what we're working on, it has been intertwined, and that's where the idea sharing, the collaboration, the co-creation of all of this coming together right now.
We know how important partnership and collaboration is. We know that we can't do it alone. And for us specifically on Rise Up Radio, the importance of capturing and sharing these stories so that hopefully that can be a catalyst to the folks that get to actually hear the show. And also that you can share it well beyond us as well. So it's continuing to, it's not building an audience, but it's inspiring other people and say, wow, they did it. I can do it too.
Well, that's what inspires me all the time. I don't care about me so much. I'm looking at everybody else. What are they doing? And how can I help? How can I contribute to what they're doing to make them more successful? Because that's what's really fun.
Absolutely.
Now you get the opportunity to take part of their journey. And there's so many people that do wonderful things around the world.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to be attached to something like that? And why wouldn't you want to basically bridge that between different organizations?
And it's so true. So it's so interesting. So we've got entrepreneurship and we've got technology.
Innovation. And
exactly. So both of those together, I see almost as this equation that also brings and fuels innovation.
That's, yeah.
And each is so powerful. And we've seen both grow. Technology has been a catalyst for so many different things. Yeah. You know, the computer, the technology that's sitting all around us right now has evolved so quickly and so rapidly, and it can be used for good or not.
Right. Well, in this day and age, if you don't tap into these systems that's being created for us, i.e. the social medias, the management systems that's come around, the software systems that make our jobs and our daily days easier, if you haven't tapped into it, you're missing out. And one of the biggest things with social media allows us to collaborate. Thomas and I didn't even use social media. We didn't connect through social media. We connected because one person saw that the previous conversation that she had with me, the previous conversation she had with him, had to find a meeting point. And because of that, the ideas just became, you know what, let's sit down and talk about how are we going to really make something work, since this one person saw us and said, you know what, this has to happen. So, you know, it's one of those things for me. If you can't tap into the system, see what's around you, sometimes you're in the room and you may not know who else is in that room. If you're in the room, there's this saying, right? You know, be in the room, right? Be in the room is great, but if you don't know who else is in the room, then why are you even there? Honestly.
And that's engagement.
Big time.
Is get engaged. Be aware, get engaged. And then also utilize the resources that are available. And if you don't know the ones that are, reach out to learn more about what is available.
And you see, just want to make a point on that, because that's really funny. With ITM Mobile, that's really what we're focused on. We create event technology. So we're trying to provide not only the place, so to speak, through high, but we're also trying to create the opportunity for people to engage with each other before, during, and after each event that they've gone to.
Exactly.
Because how oftentimes have you met somebody, but did you really finish the story? Most likely not. So it's so important that you can continue that. So I'm looking at every time you have an event, that's only a milepost. That's a milepost on your journey, as you're trying to engage and interact with those people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can you give us a, you know, a quick example of really what that looks like? How does someone get connected with ITM Mobile and the technology? And really, is that for, is it for event planners? Or just share a little bit more so we can understand it better.
Sure. So we develop event apps. And basically, yes, the event management system on the back end, that helps the planners, the organizers of the event, both in regards to when they're planning and organizing, you know, with the sponsors, the exhibitors, and putting the speakers and the whole program together. However, then forward facing, that is for all the participants. Now they can see who else is there. They can network with each other. They can do matchmaking. So based on areas of interest or expertise, you can really find and connect with those people that make sense for you. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use this tool.
So for someone that attends a good number of events, I truly do appreciate that. And also knowing the power of a story is that, you know, this segment's 24 minutes.
Yeah.
And it goes by really quickly. That's without the commercial. And we can only dig in so far. So what you're saying, being at events, you don't necessarily have 24 minutes or even 12 to stand there and really get to dig into someone's story. So when you get connected through technology and you can begin to connect with them more, and then you can hopefully, can they get their, each other, can you share each other's contact info?
Of course. So the thing is, already before the event, using AI or machine learning, we can actually help, instead of you having to look through 10,000 people to go into this event, we can actually do almost like a dating site, right? We're going to look at your profile and we're going to say, well, here are 10 people that we think it would be good for you to meet with. And depending on whether you swipe left or swipe right, we're learning more about your preference, but also everybody else within the group. So we're going to be even more accurate the next time we serve up 10 cards. So now that's the pre-work. And then when you're at the event, you can see, you know, based upon my areas of interest, which session would be good for me to go to. So we're helping you in the process. And once again, we look at it from being helpful. We don't want the tool to take over you, mm-hmm. but it should be readily accessible whenever you need it.
It can really be a catalyst to having that next conversation, but Absolutely. It's not necessarily going to replace the conversation.
Never replace the conversation.
Exactly. So technology can be a catalyst for us to get to connect, but that face-to-face interaction or that connecting by phone is still so powerful, a true verbal and in-person conversation is really, really powerful to connect. Now, something that we had discussed off air and during during our break is we were discussing about the entrepreneurship ecosystem building. This is really, really important. So, Jean, can you dig into this a little more?
Yeah. So, you know, the essence of an entrepreneurship ecosystem is the people, the culture, and the collaboration aspect of getting things to happen within your community. From an entrepreneurship standpoint, a lot of times you find yourself in your own little bubble. You don't necessarily know exactly where to go. And some of the resources that you connect to may help you in one area, but not the other. And then you're lost. So an ecosystem is designed to be able to find out where you are today as an entrepreneur, connect you there, assist you and develop you to where you can go right into the next location or the next service that you may need or the next contact that you may need. So we've seen the whole example of the Silicon Beach or the Silicon Valley scenarios. You don't recreate that. You have to find out within the community what works best, build certain systems in place, and then at the exact same time, find out what the entrepreneur themselves need and then build the system around them. So it really determines how the ecosystem is already vibrant or not. If there is no vibrancy inside the ecosystem, we have to build it. And that's what Smartpreneur does. We create the events, we create the scenarios where entrepreneurs can develop, they can start, or they can run or grow their business. The whole objective is that we are the management platform for you to connect to and connect the dots.
So before we close out, share with us what's on the horizon.
So right now, actually, after this event today, we have one of our events in Culver City today where we're actually building a free event called Start Smart Weekend Workshop. This workshop basically helps individuals through entrepreneurs, basically through ideation and research. We go through six domains, the process, but this event itself is just helping you get your ideas out now. But we use a room of 25 people and we sit there and we say, help each other. Help that person get a paragraph of 10 sentences down to 3 sentences, down to maybe a sentence to say what they do, how they do it, and where they do it, and who they do it for.
Wow, how incredible. Truly incredibly facilitated.
Yes, ma'am.
And very strategic. Jean, how can people connect with your organization, your company?
So right now you can go to smartpreneur.com. It's smartpreneur.com. And then you can also find us on social media at smartpreneur101, any of the platforms.
And Thomas, what about you?
You can find us at ITM Mobile or at hi.events.
And then any closing thoughts and words for our audience?
Yeah, I'll let Thomas go first.
Well, one of the things, I mean, my passion is really about the innovation and also about children, because really the opportunity here is a zip code should never dictate your future, right? We come from different places in the world. And where you are right now, though, how can we help you to be able to be successful in your community? That's really what drives me. And innovation, there's so many different areas, clean tech, future farming, water and waste management. Those are some of the big topics in the world that we really need to collaborate on and solve.
Yeah, and so for me, it's really about strong ecosystems help entrepreneurs get things done. My point is that any collaborators out there, anyone who actually cares about building these ecosystems, either being SD or throughout the Southern California, we're here to help, and we're trying to find those who are more proactive than those who talk. So let's get things done. To collaborate.
Absolutely. We know that we have entrepreneurs who are listening in, and a lot that have also been on the show. So thank you both so much for all the work that you do. Thank you for being servant leaders. Thank you for making a positive impact in your communities and well beyond.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We so appreciate everyone that's been able to tune in. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio. Follow us at sdriseup.com. And as always, we encourage you to rise up.